First Critical Mass, Wellingborough. Back on Friday the 31st of July 2020, Wellingborough held its first ever Critical Mass. What follows is a collection of photos and videos from the day. It was such a massive success. At its peak, there were 67 people cycling in one big group. As I've watched some of the videos back, it seems to go on like a never-ending snake. I was so pleased at the turnout. All of the effort that I'd put into getting this off the ground had paid off. This has inspired me to try to do one every month thereafter. I had wanted to do Critical Mass in Wellingborough years ago. I had attended my first Critical Mass all the way back in May 2014 when I was in Nottingham, and then London's Critical Mass many times over the years since. I was tempted to try to launch one here in July 2014, but I just didn't think there was the appetite. During the height of four lockdown restrictions, so many people had experienced a wonderful act of cycling as not only a leisure or exercise activity at the weekend, but a legitimate mode of transport to get to the shops or to go to essential places of work. This occurred on nearly empty roads, but even by June, this was starting to change as cars crept back. Critical Mass was an opportunity to not only celebrate how great cycling is, but it gave the chance to cycle in the safety of one big group on the road, a right which had been taken away by the increasing number of cars taking up room on that road. Also, it was an opportunity to protest and call on our councils to bring about infrastructure changes to enable and encourage cycling. More on this later. Leading up to the ride. Over the few weeks beforehand, I had put up a lot of posters, had spoken to many people, and even got a fabulous piece written in Northants Evening Telegraph. In the final few weeks, I really ramped up advertising, sometimes almost standing in the path of people cycling, flagging them down and nearly begging to come to my first ride and protest and make cycling better and safer in Wellingborough. On the Tuesday before the cycle, the government launched their rather wonderful and wide-reaching policy document called Gear Change and the complementary technical document, the LTN 120, which led to a flurry of media activity. Despite the many radical changes these documents set out, the media focused frustratingly on one particular small piece of news. The government would be giving £50 vouchers to those who needed to get their bicycles roadworthy again. The town of Wellingborough was picked by the BBC, as a few years ago it was ranked as the worst town in the country for active travel. For a piece for BBC News Online, a few people, including me, were asked about cycling here and whether the £50 voucher would make a difference. I made sure I got a mention of the upcoming Critical Mass ride in. I was since told that this page has been viewed over 250,000 times worldwide. This led to me being on BBC Radio Northampton the next day, where I spoke about cycling in the town, and again I plugged Critical Mass. And then I was contacted about appearing on television on Friday evening's BBC Lookies with the idea of pre-recording a segment about the quality of cycling in the town and then a live segment around about 6:40 with people gathering to take part in Critical Mass. All was coming together nicely. Friday, the 31st of July 2020, the day of the ride. The day arrived and I was feeling quite pumped. It was an incredibly hot day. I met the BBC Lookies presenter and cameraman about 10:45ish to do the pre-recording. Afterwards, I went home and got the final bits ready, including finalising my speech. Then I cycled to the station to meet my friend Seb, who'd come down from Nottingham to support me. We both went back to the house, rested for a brief few moments, got everything ready, and then arrived down outside Castello Lounge about 6:20. I'd hoped to arrive a bit sooner, but I was running, or rather wheeling, a bit late. I turned the corner expecting to see a few people, socially distanced of course, gathering and eager to cycle, but the area was completely empty. I was 10 minutes early, but I still expected a few people to be there. About 5 minutes later, the BBC turned up with a camera, but there was still no one else. Oh dear, oh dear. But thankfully, a few moments later, people began to trickle in. More and more and more arrived. The BBC filmed their piece with us waiting in the background, ready to leave. Videos and photos. So here are some videos and photos of the day. I have embedded the BBC Lookies piece. I then made my speech just before 7 p.m. when we left and we set off. In the final few minutes, as I was getting ready to go, more people turned up. And we hit, just as we left, 65 people. And as we were cycling around, we picked up a further two en route. Below, I have included the full edited masterpiece created by Des Dell. Credit and thanks to him for capturing the ride so well and then editing it together so quickly and perfectly. Most of his raw videos are on my YouTube channel, Samuel Shoesmith Uncut, or quite a few of them are shown below. So here are quite a few photos and videos from the day. Afterwards, we cycled along the Fountain Road, back on ourselves along Westfield Road, then Brick Hill Road, Burns Road, Shelley Road, Queensway, and then along the Fountain Road, merging to Oxford Street, Silver Street, and then Church Street, right to Orient Way, and then back to Castello Lounge. What led to the creation of Critical Mass in Wellingborough? The political background. As well as visually seeing the plethora of people taking up cycling, as mentioned earlier on, I had a sense that neither County Council nor Borough Council were intent on either acting at all or quickly enough. There was a very short window of opportunity in which they had to act, and the changes needed to be meaningful. Here's a tweet I sent. Measures happening all over the UK to reallocate road space as per instruction from the Secretary of State on May the 9th. Act swiftly, was the quote. This is about making it possible to be socially distant and enable and encourage walking and cycling. Nothing in Northants, why? And I tagged the portfolio holder, Jason Smithers, and the group that I became a part of. So this was a tweet sent on May the 28th. Around the end of May, a group formed called Northants Streets for All, active travel advocates all across the county. And when they asked me, without hesitation, I joined straight away. As the weeks rolled on, we all noted that Northamptonshire County Council were not following instructions correctly. There was clear government instruction that councils had to act to bring about a radical reallocation of road space. The government made the announcement all the way back on May the 9th and soon sent out an invitation to the County Council to bid for £351,000. And I have linked page 1 and page 2 of the letter and included it on this page. The letter stated the funding was for active travel measures, including pop-up cycle lanes and temporary measures which would make walking and cycling safer. It stated there was a need to socially distance and create a safe way to cycle, including using light segregation, as public transport capacity had decreased and people could no longer use it. Other suggestions, stated in more detail online, included point closures, modal filters, and the creation of school streets. And, significantly, they noted that on-road measures had to involve a meaningful reallocation of road space. Northants Streets for All campaigned hard to try to get the County Council to listen to our suggestions and get them to move with the tests. Eventually, and after pushing for it, they launched the website Commonplace, where you can drop a pin and make suggestions. It was up for just under a month, and there were an astonishing nearly 2,000 suggestions made. We thought that the council would implement changes based on the risk of danger that was flagged, also the benefit that it would have on active travel, and dependent on how many people gave it a thumbs up to show their agreement. Time continued to roll on, and there was no action. It was only on June the 25th that finally a few barriers appeared on Montagu Street in Kettering. This was to enable social distancing, a simple measure which it could have implemented so much sooner. It was not a scheme that the consultation commonplace had called for. It was a token gesture that was implemented in order that it would enable a few people to socially distance, but it would not cause much disruption to drivers. They couldn't bear that. But this time frame, in comparison to Wellingborough's, was good. After leaning on Northants highways, they finally, suddenly, put up some cones and a bit of tarmac on Silver Street in Wellingborough on the 5th of August. The next day, they then found some barriers and replaced the cones with these. It was then midway through August that they decided to implement their first cycling scheme. This was nearly 3 months after they should have put it in place. It was on St Mary's Road over in Kettering. There was no request on Common Place for such a pop-up cycle lane. It was soon realised that Common Place was created solely to placate the voices who were demanding action. In terms of Wellingborough, just before I joined Northants Streetsfall, along with Tom Jones, I created a lengthy document of suggestions for cycling and walking in the town and sent these to the person in charge of cycling at Kier WSP, the company that is outsourced to run Northamptonshire highways. There was some complex requests such as the alteration of junctions, but also some simple ones such as cutting trees to allow people to walk the pavement, removing cyclists' mount signs, and creating pop-up cycle lanes on really wide roads. Nothing happened. Back in June, there was still no action whatsoever in Wellingborough. I'd sent the following tweet all the way back on June the 4th. I said, "The roads are getting busier and busier with cars. Please act quickly to implement measures allowing people to socially distance and also enable and encourage people to either walk or cycle." A few of us from Wellingborough realised that our town needs a separate voice for active travel. For decades, active travel has been neglected, and the coronavirus brought into focus just how unjust it was that people were having to walk on a tiny sliver of pavement to attempt and fail to socially distance. Generally, there is a need for measures such as removing pedestrian chicanes and creating wide pavements which are smooth to make journeys for people walking, but also people with prams, and people in wheelchairs and those with disabilities easier and safer and more straightforward. The coronavirus also brought to light how we needed to really emphasise cycling in the town. Tom Jones, Councillor Valerie Anslow and I decided to make Wellingborough active travel. At the beginning of July, Valerie and I were discussing ways to make the town better, and she mentioned a concept she recalled hearing about where people cycle all together in big groups around different cities all over the world. I told her I knew quite well about this, and it was called Critical Mass, and the nearest one was just over in Northampton. I decided, though, that I wanted to launch one here. It is something, as I say, I wanted to do for a long time. I went to my first Critical Mass all the way back when I was at university and just finished, so it was in May 2014. I went to launch it back then, but didn't feel there was an appetite. There certainly is right now. What is Critical Mass? Critical Mass is a cycle ride that happens in towns and cities all over the world at roughly the same time and on the same day. It happens around 7 p.m. It started off in 1992 in San Francisco around about 6 p.m. It was firstly known as the commuter clot. The idea was to make the presence of cycling known and to cause a big disruption as the group cycled en masse. That very year, a film was produced called Return of the Scorcher. A particular scene in the film shows a Chinese city, and it looks at the interaction between motorists and many people on bicycles. The producer commented on how there seemed to be this unwritten rule that how, after so long and with such a build-up, a critical mass develops and all the cyclists suddenly move together and the motor traffic has to stop and wait for them to pass. It was from then that the ride in San Francisco adopted the new name Critical Mass, and it spread around the world. Many places now start after the Friday evening rush hour traffic at around about 7 p.m. or thereafter. The idea still is about making the presence of people on bicycles known. There are such a wide range of reasons that people decide to take part, touched on in the film below. Some take part as it is a wonderful opportunity to celebrate cycling, while others see it as a chance to protest for cycle lanes and demand safety on our streets, for people in four wheels, or on two, or walking. Everyone is trying to get from A to B. Here is a video below with an interview of the founders of Critical Mass. And also I've linked in the aforementioned film Return of the Scorchers. Thank you very much for reading or listening or just having a quick look at the photos. Samuel.